And we're going to pass a hat among this board for money for this building. We certainly have the fund drive that needs some report formally to this board. I think a pro tem treasurer is in order at this time.
Okay, now the chair will at some point entertain. Okay, let's go to David.
I don't want to see if you favor my motion because I think that treasurer should be the person who should contact the proper officers, find out what will be going on with respect to the finance committee meeting and their own role in it, and come to that next meeting with a sense of what's going on the financial front and what we should be doing. So there is a task that we can find a team down with that being specifically served by a pro tem person, and we can reconsider.
We don't even know if that's necessary at this point. That person should find out those issues and bring it to the board and inform us about all the issues relevant to that position, and that should be there to have to be on the next meeting.
Okay, any other speakers to this motion? Ed?
I move the motion.
Okay, it's been moved. Any objection to going to a vote? This is the substitute motion by David Adelson that does not, that suggests or that dictates that we do not go to next week, but we appoint or elect someone today. Clearly pro tem. Okay, with no more discussion, if you support the Adelson substitute motion, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Okay, that motion passes, and that does substitute now for the for sureness motion. Now, to dispose of this issue very quickly, I'm going to open up nominations for the temporary, very temporary, pro tem treasurer. Are there any nominations? Marie?
I nominate Leslie.
Okay, Leslie, let's make a note of this. Yeah, okay, we're making a note of this. Terry?
Yes. I have received an application of a listener, so I will nominate Lerner Goody for the position of treasurer.
Lerner Goody has been nominated. Marie.
Bill
Gallegos has been. Bill, we have late breaking news from KPFK News. You're declining, right? Okay. Bill Gallegos, did you decline or accept?
I declined until I figured out how to balance my shirt.
Okay. You haven't seen the Pacifica books. It's not necessary. Okay. Now, we have any other nominations?
We have Sarah, me, and Sharna.
Sarah.
I want to nominate Marie Deary.
Marie Deary has been nominated.
I declined.
And she has just declined. She's running a successful book survey. Okay, who's next? Who?
I want to nominate a listener. I don't remember his name. Somebody has to help me. But he ran for the board.
Long line.
No.
Dean Francois.
Is Joe Cronin in the house?
Cronin.
Yeah, Joe Cronin. Okay. Okay. Now, let's just get clarity. Someone has been nominated who is not present, and probably that person cannot decline or accept. So, let's go to the staff.
Sure.
My nominee declined.
Nominee declined.
Jan.
Jan. I mean, sorry.
Jan speaking.
Jan is speaking. Go ahead.
I'm going to nominate somebody, but I'm just unsure that he wanted to do it, so I won't.
Okay, Marie.
I'm trying to nominate Jan Goodman.
Jan Goodman has been nominated.
And she accepts.
And she accepts.
Okay.
Yes, Julie.
On behalf of the Donna.
Donna Warren has been nominated.
But I may not be after today.
Yeah. You know, for listener sponsors to understand, Donna and three others have been chosen to the national board we're sending, and that precludes her from having... That's true. That's true. And this is the complexity that we're facing. Are you you're declining the nomination?
No, I'm not declining.
She's not declining.
Chair or vice chair.
Is that true?
I'm looking. I'm almost...
All right. Now, just here is the issue. The bylaws do not the bylaws do not allow a member of the national board to be an officer of the LSB. She has been chosen to go to the national board of Pacifica unless our actions reverse her election. She would be ineligible. So the chair is in a quandary as to whether or not she should be left on the ballot. She's not declined, so I would say that we should leave her on the ballot, and time will dictate, and our actions will dictate. Now, just before we go ahead, okay, Jan.
Just one way that we can do this is to have instant runoff. So for instance, my choice would be Donna Warren, and then whoever. And then if Donna, for some reason,
all right, one moment, please.
I'm saying if she gets unelected,
all right. Leslie Radford has the floor.
If in fact we postpone, and I hope we don't, but if we postpone the vote for director for any period of time, we will end up with Donna holding both offices, and that is against the bylaws.
Okay,
so
what's the
nomination?
Okay,
that's good.
Yeah. But we need clarity. Israel.
For the clarity, you're voting pro tem.
Exactly.
Keep that in mind, pro tem.
Exactly.
Right away, that's the point, to have some access or records and be able to take part in meeting probably.
That's
the only reason.
That is right. It's temperate, very. It's pro tem. Now. Okay. Yes. And you do they have ballots now?
Yes.
Okay. And so put a little X when you hear the name. Put a little X next to that name. So those would be the people you're going to be voting for or against. Okay. Now one moment. Let's have the nominees read off. Do you have those?
I have four.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Oh, we have more than four.
No, go ahead.
Okay, then the first four were I have Leslie Radford, Werner Gooding, Joe Croynan, and Jan Goodman.
So there's three.
Okay, no, I think there are more than that, aren't there? Do you have others in your list? Okay, let me ask, is there any other board member who feels they have been nominated who are not those three? Just so we can test. So actually... Yeah, more Decker. Okay. It seems to me there were more than three nominations. All right, let's now mark the ballots. All right, Jim.
Is this, we're marking one person, or is this an ITV?
IRB. You can rank them. One, two, three.
And if I may, the candidate is not on this ballot, so you have to write it in.
Lerner Goody. That is what I was... Yeah. Lerner Goody would have to be written in.
This is Lerner
here, right in front. He just stood up. You know, at high school reunions, you get a prize for coming the longest distance. He lives way up in Tehachapi or Yucaipa or something. Okay, now, there are four nominees. Mark your ballot. Jan Goodman, Leslie Radford, Lerner Goody. I didn't get the ballot.
You're
agree.
Yes. Like an observer or two from the audience to watch the vote count? Naomi, do you want to observe too?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, to save time now, we need to move right ahead. Yes, that's right. While the votes are being counted. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. The resolution on Haiti, Venezuela is the next agenda item, which we're going to deal with very quickly, I think. There's very unanimous, pretty much unanimous politics in the room. So let's see if we can do this very quickly.
John, I just had a question.
Israel.
For clarification, to whom is this addressed and for what purpose do you hope to accomplish?
Yeah. Margaret is recognized.
To whom is it to be addressed, and what is the purpose they want to accomplish?
To the U.S. government, and the purpose is to continue to step up the pressure that the government, you know, all kinds of people in the United States and around the world are shocked and appalled by the kidnapping of President Saddam Hussein, by yet another racist U.S. coup, and as a Pacifica network, you know, it seems to me anyway, and I think to others on the board, that we have a responsibility that on this historic and tragic occasion, that we must say something, and that that be a strong message that goes to Bush, I won't say President Bush, he's not my president, Bush, Secretary of State Colin Powell, and all of those involved in these atrocities.
My only point is that should it specify to whom it's being addressed?
That is right.
And your rationalization justification should be there.
That's right. And the maker of the motion has informed us clearly there's a tradition. The Pacifica National Board has issued editorials and public statements, and this would also be covered in, like, KPFK News and programmers and so on. Okay, now very quickly, before we go to the stack, very quickly, we're going to have... Well, no, but what I'm saying here, excuse me one moment. Does the board need to actually hear the wording of this resolution? Okay, let's go to the wording. Go ahead.
Yes, I have a wording of the resolution, and I will say that this wording, I also work with in conjunction to people on the ground in Haiti and people who have been, you know, very much involved in the process of opposing this coup. In terms of the formality of it, we could work out in terms of two, et cetera, but this is the wording that we've discussed. The local advisory board is opposed to the kidnapping of the elected president of Haiti, Jean-Bertrand Aristide, and the U.S.-backed and orchestrated coup. We are further opposed to yet another racist occupation of Haiti by U.S. forces and their allies. We support the bringing to justice of those who are committing violence and other atrocities against the Haitian people, including by coup leaders, some of whom are purported drug dealers and convicted assassins and mass murderers. Furthermore, we are opposed to the returning by the United States government of Haitian refugees who are fleeing violence, including the violence of poverty, and who are bound to face more of the same upon their return to Haiti. We are demanding assurances of the safety of President Aristide, his family, and supporters. We condemn acts of violence against the people of Haiti, where, as in any armed conflict, women and children bear the highest price. Furthermore, we oppose U.S. financial and other intervention in Venezuela, whose aim is to destabilize or topple the the democratically elected government of Venezuela, a country where 80% of the people live in poverty, the majority of whom are women of African and indigenous descent, and who elected President Hugo Chavez to tackle poverty and corruption. That's General.
The chair would just point out that it's a local station board, not local advisory board. Okay, now, very quickly, we need to go to any discussion the board has before we vote. Let's do a stack.
Okay.
I'm going to start on this side of the room. Sherna, Terry, Jane. Oh, has it been seconded? I thought I heard it. Yeah, I heard a second. Jane. Sonali, David, Jan, and Ed, and, Madeline before Ed. It's Madeline, because she hasn't spoken yet today, I don't believe. Madeline, and then Ed. And I'm going to limit you to 1 minute. Who's keeping time here? Just one moment. Is there consensus that we can limit this to 1 minute each? Okay, let's go to the stack. One.
Sherna.
I would like it to be read on the station and forwarded to the PND for consideration.
Is there any objection to that? Hearing no objection.
Are we having discussion?
No, we're not. I'm asking, is there any objection to what she said about forwarding it?
It would be a friendly amendment to the
end. Okay, so as a friendly amendment.
As a friendly amendment, right. Okay. Next on the stack. Oh, excuse me. Okay, I'm sorry. I think I was a little impulsive here. Okay, let's discuss. It's not. Is it a friendly amendment to you, Margaret?
Yes.
It is a friendly amendment, so it becomes part of Margaret's amendment. And when David, you're on the stack, so you can speak to the issue when we get to you. Next on the stack.
Terry.
In the motion as read, it talks about condemning the return of Haitians. Perhaps a better consideration would be a call for asylum.
Are you asking if the maker of the motion will accept that as a friendly amendment?
Yes.
Okay, the maker accepts that as a friendly amendment becomes part of her motion. Next on the stack.
Jane. Same thing. I think that you just need to say political refugee because they're differentiating between the Cubans and the Haitians. That the Cubans were political refugees, the Haitians are not.
Okay.
I don't think so, because this talks about both political and economic refugees, which is why the violence is poverty specifically is part of the resolution.
Right, I understand. You just didn't even read the word political, and that is what international law says.
It seems like the maker of the motion is not accepting that as a friendly amendment. Am I correct?
That's right.
Okay, and the only way that could be incorporated is if you made a separate amendment. But think about that, Jane. Next on the stack.
David.
Yeah, I'm in favor of this motion, but I would oppose and would move to divide Sherman's argument because I'm not clear how this motion's life is political stance like this affect our license, FCC license, and your ability to take political positions. I'm just not sure. I don't know. So until I know, I'm uncomfortable. More generally, I think that we need to have a policy about how we deal with political statements. Because in this case, I think there's consensus, but in other cases, there may be differences of political opinion. And to be able to take a position as a board member, if you don't agree with a particular position, that would be a problem. You can spend a lot of time working on supporting the motions of the sort. So I'd like to move to divide the question for the Sherman's amendment and in favor of the fact that
okay, the chair is interested in resolving this very quickly if we can, without a lot of parliamentary procedure. His proposal, before we go back to the stack, is that we separate the two votes, one on the main motion and one on the proposal of Sherna, where we transmit this. I just want to get a sense of the body. All right, let's go to...
The order might solve some problems here because I believe that any one member, Dave Adelson, can demand that we separate, and there's not
Okay, I see. Actually, the maker of the motion has accepted Scherner's amendment as a friendly amendment, so it's actually part of the main motion. Now, it can be separated. It can be. Yeah.
Is amendable but not debatable.
Right.
It requires a majority vote.
That's right. So you're making a motion, David, to separate?
To separate Scherner's amendment.
Okay, is it seconded?
Yeah.
For lack of. Oh, it is seconded?
Yeah.
Okay, it's moved and seconded that they be separated. Now, very quick discussion. Now, we're looking only at the amendment that David has proposed.
No discussion.
There's no discussion.
Wait, I think. Is there no. There's no.
It's amendable but not.
Amendable but not. Okay, I don't have my chart out here.
So there may be a legal issue that Jan wants to bring up. I think it's really important.
She's next on the
stack. Yeah, she's next on the stack. Let's hear from Jan before we go ahead. Go ahead.
There's an issue here with regard to our 501c3 status that is to say nonprofit organization, there's an issue about that, and also our SEC license to make the transition. I think it's very important to make our concerns known, and I think that as a radio station that has a way of doing this, is expressing our concern about everything that Barbara said, and express our policy decision to cover all of these issues on the air, because that will then go along with our mission, and that is to contribute to the last and the nation, and to just use almost the exact wording, but to say that what we want to do is to promulgate understanding about this on the air to promote understanding.
Thank you.
Margaret had a comment.
Margaret.
Yeah. Just in response to that, from what I know of 501c3, and well, you said both SEC and 501c3, I'm going to address the 501c3 part of it. Perhaps someone else who is here is more expert on SEC. But a certain percentage of what you do with the 501c3 cannot be direct lobbying. I don't think that one resolution on Haiti on the day that they kidnapped the president and thousands of dying on the streets of Haiti really falls under that. I don't think that we stand to the other threat of 501c3, the other threat with the resolution as it is worded. And I would be for keeping it going to Bush and his, as opposed to saying we just want to promote understanding among nations, we can always include that. But we want to tell Bush and his mass murderers in there that this will not stand. I'm sorry.
Yes. Now, I want to remind the body we're running out of time, and what we're considering is simply the motion to separate. Are we prepared to go to a vote on that motion to separate, or do...
Yes.
No? Oh, excuse me. Let's go to the staff. Let's continue then. Madeline.
I have the same concerns that Jan raised, and I know this year the SEC is really trying to keep the off the air.
Thank you. Leslie Radford has the floor. No, I'm sorry. I overlooked. I'm sorry. You're next. You're coming up next.
I'd like to suggest that this body is a committee of the PNB, that any resolution we make here is not going to in any way jeopardize the licenses held by the PNB, that we can pass any resolutions we want to. They are non-binding on the foundation as a whole. They are statements of where we stand and our recommendations to the PNB on where they stand, and that is what they are.
they could actually discipline us, which would be a pleasure, right? Okay, next on the staff.
I don't know that.
Ed.
I really like the resolution that you let the U.S. off the hook on the first part of it. I really expected you to tie in, or I urge you to consider tying in to the actions of the United States if it's over the hook.
The resolution starts with that. The resolution starts with the United States involved.
Okay, no crosstalk. We're going to. Are you finished, Ed?
Well, I'd like to hear what it says, because I swear I didn't.
Okay, we'll actually have it reread before the vote, but not now. Not now, but before the vote. Next on the staff, Israel.
Yeah, just 2 points to brought up already. One, to what degree, if we do programming on this, is this for interfering in programming, is that a problem? And the other is, to what degree we ought to consult with the executive director and lawyers for their legal advice. On the 501, I agree completely, it's not a problem, in my opinion. But on the FCC thing, it might be, and we should at least consult with the national before we put this out. But we should definitely forward it to our national meeting, that's for sure, for their consideration. So 3 different points, 2 of them questions, and the other one authorization to the national to take this up from us.
Alan.
Yeah, as senior producer, this comes on my desk and issues related to this. And what I do is I take them to Armando and Eva. And, I mean, one was very easy recently. We have equal time requests, and so Ricky Ivey will be on our air on Monday. That was easy, and Armando told me because I had to go through. So I would just say, maybe this is a friendly amendment, that we, even in terms of this body adopting it, but also in terms of the suggestion that it go on air, that there be a stipulation once it's vetted through the legal process, especially in terms of going on air. That's what we do with everything we have that could be an issue for the FCC, and we can just do the same thing. I'm not sure, though, if Leslie was speaking authoritatively on the issue in terms of what this body can adopt. But I think with both, we should just have a stipulation that we adopt it, that way we can go through today and adopt it, and then expedite the banner as immediate as possible, and send it to Armando and Eva, and all. So make sure that it's not a problem for this body.
Okay. Obviously, if it's procedure anyway, I don't think you have to have it in, but you have no objection to accepting that proviso. Next on the staff,
Maria.
Actually, Alan, I think you might have spoken, and if I understood you correctly, you spoke to what I was considering, which was we can adopt a resolution provided that it is legally sound, which speaks to what Israel said as well. And if we can adopt it here, and then if for some reason we can't do it legally for 501c3 reasons or for FCC reasons or other whatever may be consideration, is that what your friendly amendment?
No, I'm saying that we adopt it with a subparagraph underneath with the stipulation that if this proves it won't work, first of all, the matter of it going on air, which I don't.
In parentheses at the bottom, that it. Okay, now we have a stack. Oh, excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry.
I just think, because my big consideration is the legal consideration. Actually, I have two. First of all, I really appreciate Margaret. You for bringing this up. I think it's so important, these matters. And we should absolutely be discussing these. Again, as a friendly amendment to ensure that it's legally sound to make such a statement, would you accept that as a friendly amendment?
I believe she has.
I'm not sure, though, if what Maria is saying and Adam is saying are the same things. I think what Adam was talking about was in terms of reading this on the air, and that we had to check on that. And I'm not sure, Maria, if that's what you're referring to.
Or if you're going to get counsel as well. We check to make sure with our counsel, like what Israel said.
Okay, members of the board.
I think what Alan is talking about is a friendly amendment. I don't think, Maria, what you're proposing.
proposing is a friendly amendment. Frankly, I would like to see the board take a vote on this.
Uh-huh.
I would like to see us to find out legally if it can be, you know, on the air. And, you know, frankly, all this thing about, look, I mean, life is being lost right now. Broken.
Thank you.
I mean, what are we on about?
Yeah, that's right.
Take a vote on this.
Okay, now I just want to be, I think we have a lot of consensus. I want to just be clear that we have not yet voted on the the David Adelson separation. Let's vote on that first. We're going to have three more speakers, then we're going to go to a vote on separation. Once we separate, then we can go to a vote on the motion. Next on the stack.
Bill.
Bill.
It just seems to me like we can't have a lot of
I agree. This is bureaucratic.
We're trying to represent in terms of where we're having this meeting. I just think, you know, we should go ahead and make it. You know.
Right. Sure enough.
You know, that's just obviously we should only be responsible. We have people check it out. If we have to go in for one,
exactly.
We'll go some other way. We'll find right.
I can't say good. Sure enough. Okay, call the question. We're going to call the question right after the last person on the stack. Okay, call the question. Those in...
Hold on, let me go.
Yes, that's right. Those in favor, the question's been called for. Those in favor of going to a vote, raise your hands. Okay, it's clear that the question has been called. We're going to go to the Adelson separation motion first. How many are in favor?
Which is?
Okay, let's repeat because some have forgotten. David, go ahead.
The motion is that we vote separately on approving the tax and Sherman's amendment that if the ability after the broadcast as a statement of the story on our hands and the reason was had to do with the questions about the
Right. We're going directly to a vote. Those who support David's amendment, raise your hand. It's not an amendment.
Motion to divide.
It's a motion to separate. It's a separate motion to separate. Okay. One. Can you count? Can you help me count? Count from me over there. Okay. One, two, three, four. Twelve. 12-4. Those opposing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Did you have it up high? So, okay, let's count again. Those supporting David's... Those supporting David's motion, raise your hands again.
Raise them high.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Opposing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The vote is 10-11. I voted.
Point of order.
Okay, point of order.
Huh? Did the chair vote?
The chair voted. I voted to.
How many abstentions?
Well, we haven't asked that question because we have a point of order. So that would be.
Chair doesn't vote.
Okay. Let's just go to David Adelson's point of clarification.
The chair votes whenever the chair's vote will make a difference in the outcome. So if it would be tied, then the chair votes to break the tie. If it's off by one vote, you know, if the one vote passes, the chair can vote to create it.
That is correct, Dave, that the chair voted before he voted.
Yeah, I have to be truthful with you. I actually didn't think that I relinquished a vote on the LSB when I was elected chair. But you're saying that I do not vote?
I'm out of here. Impartial and create the body rather than take the position, and therefore should only vote, which you do not relinquish your right to vote.
That is right. That is the clarification that I understood.
Okay, we're going to rule. I'm going to just rule that the motion passes. We will separate. Oh, abstention. I didn't ask for abstentions. You're right. One.
And I have a point.
Yes.
We had this argument before, earlier in the day. Okay. And I asked David what his citation was for abstentions. Okay. All right. Now, he came over and he showed me something that it really isn't a citation. Two Roberts rules. Okay. So on a vote like this, where the abstention makes a difference, then I think, you know, there has to be, that has to be clear of how it's going to be counted, because in this case, it's crucial.
No, no, because it's an issue. You know, yes.
There is no difference, as far as I can tell, of opinion about the Roberts rule saying abstentions count as not voting. So the issue is whether the board has decided that in vote it has to be a majority of those present or a majority of those present.
That's what I'm saying. It has to be decided.
That has not been decided by the board. It has to be conducted in its own business.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
All right. Yes. The rules that I have cited, and in here somewhere, that where I looked it up, my impression was that it was a majority of those present and voting. Now, people, I'm not sure, as we evaporate our time away, it's almost 5 o'clock, whether this is the fundamental question of our day. I'm going to rule that the... You can appeal the decision of the chair. I'll explain how you can do that. I'm going to rule that the Adelson motion to separate passed, and that we should now go to the fundamental question of the day, which is the resolution. Now, I will entertain a motion to appeal the chair's decision if people want to do that.
I would like to go, and I will make it my job to look this up definitively for the next meeting.
Right. Okay. This is non-debatable. It does require a second. The appeal. Is there a second to the appeal to the decision of the chair?
I appeal.
Okay. It's moved and seconded to appeal the decision of the chair. There is no debate here, but we'll just go directly to a vote, because if the appeal to the decision of the chair passes, then we'll have to go back and look this over. How many support the appeal to the decision of the chair? Raise your hands. One, two, three, four. Okay, the appeal to the decision of the chair fails. My ruling stands, and now we're going to go to a vote around the motion.
Which privilege?
Yes, go ahead.
What was the vote on the appeal?
Four. Yes, we didn't take. Okay. Four supported the motion to appeal the decision of the chair. How many opposed the motion to appeal to the decision of the chair? Okay, so this is one, two, three, four. Okay. Okay, Marie, I'm sorry. Now I'm asking how many opposed the motion by Jim to appeal the decision of the chair. Okay, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. 4 to 12. Abstentions. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, let's go to the main motion now. This is the motion that Margaret read, and there was someone who requested clarification. Let's go back to that before we vote. Someone asked you a question about... Go ahead, Margaret, you have the floor.
Asked about if I mention the role of the United States, and I will just read that part again. The local station board is opposed to the kidnapping of the elected president of Haiti, Jean-Baptiste Aristide, and the U.S.-backed and orchestrated coup. We are further opposed to yet another racist occupation of Haiti by U.S. forces and their allies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The United States should definitely be in it.
All right, may I ask the board, is there any further discussion necessary over this motion? Hearing none, how many support Margaret's motion? Why am I not surprised here? Okay, I'll vote to break a tie. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Opposed? Abstentions? 1, 2, okay, the motion passes.
That's only 21.
Yeah, I know, but... Now we have to vote. Remember, we separated. So now let's go to the second vote. And Sharma, would you clarify?
That is to read the statement on air in the recorded position of this LC and to forward the CMB for consideration as it is.
And it was seconded, so... Excuse me. One moment. We're going to have some order here. Sharna, did you finish? That's right, with the proviso by Alan. Now, is there any necessity here for discussion over this... I see no hands.
Just make sure the proviso is added.
The added proviso is there. She accepted that as a friendly addition and amendment, so it's there. Seeing no hands, we're going to go to a vote. Those in favor of Sherna's motion, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Opposed? Abstentions? Some are just opting out. Oh, yeah, abstention, 1. Okay, good. I think that's not objective, but I mean, good that we got through it. Now, here is the problem we face. Let me just remind people that we have a full agenda of creating committees that we did not get to. Let's do a time check. What time is it right now? 20 to 5. 18 minutes. Oh, excuse me. Yes, Casey, please. Where is Casey here? Oh, Casey, yes. Listen now, let's give Casey a hand. Remember what a great job he did on the election.
Well, Don, you just say that because you won. There is no transferring of votes on this instant runoff voting because the one candidate got a majority of number one preferences. That was Jan Goodman. It's 13 votes, 8 votes for Leonard Ratcher and 1 for Leonard Goody. And good luck to you all. My mom and I are going home now.
Thank you very much. Going to your agenda, if you go to your agenda, you will notice that the next agenda item is really establishment of local PNB committees under provisions of Article 8 of Section 4, 7 and 3, Committee of Inclusion. This, according to the bylaws, must include 1 director and 3 delegates. Just for clarity, we have, correct me if I'm wrong, we have named 4 directors who will go to the national board. Why don't we review who they are? Julie Rodriguez is one of the directors. Donna to my left is a director. David Adelson is a director. And Sonali Kohatkar is a director. So one of those people would be on the Committee of Inclusion, and 3 delegates, and the rest of us are delegates.
Good. Oh,
very good. The chair will open discussion. Oh, excuse me, I'm going to recognize Grace.
I hate to mention this because I do want to move on to the agenda, but aren't we obligated to have a public comment period?
Oh, yes.
A certain length before the end of the meeting?
Yeah,
and we have enough time. We've got to get on that.
Why don't we move to have a committee on the next agenda so we can get our listeners on it?
Okay, I recognize Jen.
How many minutes of listener comment have we had so far?
Okay. 15. So we do.
Motion to take the rest of the agenda on the committee and move it to next 17 meetings.
Okay. Without going through a bureaucratic thing, is it the sense of the body? Raise your hand if that proposal is acceptable to the board. Yeah. Is there any objection? Okay, and so we'll have to really create a careful agenda for the next meeting where we begin with this important
even second-class citizens.
How's that?
Given to even second-class citizens who are not on the...
Yes, that's right.
Before we go there, as a treasurer...
Yes.
We have an obligation to the Southern California Library for Social Justice and Research to donate $300?
$100.
So I have a hat here, and I'd like people to start putting money into it in order to make our check out. Southern California, SCL is enough. SCL is enough.
No, wait, no IOUs. This is real.
I don't know.
Okay, one moment. Let's do that at the end. At the end. Can you give me one of them? I'll explain it. All right.
May I have 5 seconds?
Yeah. But you're free to ignore it if you wish.
Oh, thank you. Now, wait. Excuse me. Do we start here? Is this...
You can either use that or ignore it and just let people line up at the mic.
Well, were these signed up in order?
Signed up to speak, yes.
Okay.
There was an earlier stack regarding programming.
All right. Would you please... Okay. That's true. I think it's here. Aha. Uh-huh. Yes.
Several pages, probably.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. This is very important. Check and go to Chess Library, not SCL.
Okay.
Who is signed up to be here today?
All right, now we're going to have order in the room for the public comments. I have been handed a somewhat jumbled old, new, medium list, so I'm going to do as much as possible to make this just. We'll begin with the speaker at the microphone. However, I'm informed that on the original list, John Bakar and Shel Plotkin were one, and they never spoke. Are they still in the room?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to go to the speaker. No, we're going to start with you. Then we'll go to John Bakar and Shel Plotkin. And then would the rest of you line up, just line up, and we'll just go in a lineup behind the speaker as far as we can. Well, you know, I've just been handed all of this. Yeah, that's right. Unfortunately, I've been handed a list, but I'm having trouble figuring out what's what.
I know it's
what. Oh, can you? Which one is the list?
This is the first list.
And they never spoke.
Some of them did.
But some of them did speak.
Okay, just ask those who spoke to decline. This is the second list in order. And this is Raphael Renteria, Linda Klaus, and Bo
Okay.
John Bacar, Mr. W.
Okay. You know, at our next meeting, we're going to be very careful about this list. It's been ignored or something. Let's begin with the speaker at the microphone, followed by John Bacar and Shel Plotkin, and then I'll call out the names on this list. Go ahead. Yeah. If you have spoken before, you should go to the back of the line.
Good afternoon. My name is Mary Porto. I'm a resident of Long Beach and a longtime listener of KPFK. I said they are not currently a tribal member, but I think I will reissue that. And I came to speak on, actually, I came to speak on one particular point, but after watching the meeting, I'm surprised with the additional comments about order that I hope you take into consideration. My first point was to speak on behalf of the African Mental Liberation Movement. I was very fortunate to attend, and I was inspired by what they did in that very important part for the Black community. And I was really awestruck by the fact that it was removed without any kind of communication. I didn't hear this at all, but I would really like to see this body take some action to require that whoever's responsible for responding to the programmers, that they do so, and that they also initiate the due process. We must keep in mind that there are the right-wing care of people who practice service. I think that is true of our left as well. So when we get to the point that we cannot tolerate diverse opinions, we really turn into an all-time role for people who care to be people of diversity.
Thank you very, very much for coming.
Also, I would like to share a couple of things with you. I served in the commentary at Northwestern State University, and I'm not volunteering. I'm going to say that I don't want to volunteer. I can't volunteer because I'm a business person. But I will be attending and help what I can. But I'd like to submit a list to you, to whoever, your secretary, of the things that you can do to expedite your meeting, in particular, the cross-talking, not having a list of speakers limiting your debate.
Yes, I'm so sorry.
Well, I definitely, I will conclude with this statement. I will give you a list of those things, and I suspect that would improve the meeting because chaos lends to analyzing, and you certainly will not achieve what it is your goal is.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that. John Bacar and Shel Plotkin.
Are you going to take up programming council on the agenda?
No. We've run out of time. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely.
I'd like to reserve my time for that because I have a lot to say. I spent a lot of time. A lot of us on the interim programming council who got elected took this seriously. And therefore, I think that we need to tie it to that. It's not like saying 25 over to us, not like not so. It's the most important issue facing KPFK, and we talk about it.
And that will be.
I don't know if I can do that next time you're on the agenda.
Yes, you can, but you'll have to come there and go immediately to sign up in public comment. Yes, it'll be on our next agenda, I'm quite sure. Shel Plotkin?
Yeah, for those that don't know me, I'm former co-host of the Richard Show. I'm a way to point out the lack of efficiency on KPFK programs. Science and technology, and it's not treated properly, and I don't have time to go into it. And so, but as a representative of the Science and Technology Collective, I want to volunteer as one of the collective members on your programming council that you're intending to establish, and be more than happy to serve on that and promote more science and technology, real science and technology, on the program instead of what we have now.
Thank you. Gordon. Gordon Stitch. Pardon me?
He's giving to Michael.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
My name is Michael Lovick. I am a religious sponsor, and I was elected on the first ballot for the Interim Program Council, and the number one item on my agenda was the resurrection of African American programming, PKKFK. And I think it's absolutely unconscionable that the one part that was destroyed has been banned. And I think that I heard a lot of discussion here about the question of civility, and I think that civil discourse looks like what happened here today. We have a lot of struggling. And I think people need to understand that deeply, because people wasted half an hour on a discussion of whether divided motion, in which the vote on each half of the divided motion is the same. I don't think we should be interrupted with my 1 minute of speaking time. So I think people on this board need to take very, very seriously what the responsibilities are. And your responsibilities are not to walk around pushing a peanut with your nose and looking no further than the engine part of the peanut when there's a chasm facing you and when we're under terrific assault by the right wing living in times of war. So, okay.
Thank you very much. The secret.